in some very interesting situations. And the Cuba scenario has had a lot of drama associated with it. And through a series of events, a man unknown to me arrived Thursday. And then I discovered we've known one another all of our lives. Our spirits are the same. Our developmental track in the Lord, the persecutions we've experienced personally, the hardships growing up have been paralleled, even though we were in different cultures and different circumstances. And so there's been a real joining of our spirits together. And I am just as thrilled as I can be to present to you this morning a man who, in a very difficult situation, has been able to oversee now some 50 churches throughout his island nation. And he comes to us this morning in just the gentlest of spirits. And I ask you to please rise and welcome to our pulpit, Pastor Molina.
He's very appreciative of the Lord for the opportunity to be in this nation. Which has served as a reference.
I mean, no más.
This doesn't scare me. I come from Cuba. And if all you know, you're loud.
Y realmente estoy gozoso.
In reality, I'm full of joy.
Como dije al principio, por estar en esta nación.
As I said at the beginning, for being in this nation.
La cual nos sirvió de referente.
Which has served us as a reference.
Para que el evangelio llegara a nosotros.
So that the gospel would reach us.
Una nación que estaba imbuida en el catolicismo y el espiritismo.
A nation that was very much indwelled with Christianity in the sense of Catholicism and witchcraft.
Pero hubieron misioneros norteamericanos.
But the North American missionaries came
y abandonaron sus comodidades acá.
And left their homes here
y fueron a Cuba.
And went to Cuba
y nos llevaron el evangelio de poder.
And took us the gospel of power.
Y el evangelio trae en sí mismo
the gospel brings in itself
la libertad.
The freedom.
Y por eso somos libres.
And that's why we are free.
En medio de cualquier opresión.
In the midst of any oppression.
Somos libres.
We are free.
Porque somos hijos de Dios.
Because we are sons of God.
Y porque practicamos el evangelio.
And because we practice the gospel.
Yo quiero leer en la Biblia.
I would like to read in the Bible.
En el evangelio de Juan.
The book of John.
El capítulo 5.
Chapter 5.
Los versículos del 1 al 8.
From 1 to 8.
Que dice así.
That says like this.
Después de estas cosas,
after these things,
había una fiesta de los judíos.
There was a festivities of the Jewish.
Y subió Jesús a Jerusalén.
And Jesus came up to Jerusalem.
Y ahí en Jerusalén, cerca de la puerta de las ovejas. ¿Lo quieres leer?
You totally confused me. I'm listening and reading.
Es el capítulo 5. Okay. Los versículos del 1 al 8.
And a man was there who had been ill for 30 years. Do we get it?
Del 1 al 8. Capítulo 5, del 1 al 8.
All right. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which was called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps in before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk."
Hemos titulado a este mensaje.
We have titled this message,
Saliendo del Estanque.
Getting out of the pool.
Me llama la atención que había muchos que estaban necesitados.
What calls to my attention in this is that there were many that were in need.
Y yacían cerca de un estanque.
And they were sitting near that pool.
Y dice la palabra.
And the word says.
Que de vez en cuando.
That every once in a while.
Bajaba un ángel.
An angel came down.
Movía las aguas.
And would stir the waters.
Y el que primero entraba.
And the first one that got in.
Recibía sanidad.
Would receive their healing.
Pero había un joven, un hombre, que llevaba muchos años, 38 años, esperando la oportunidad de poder entrar al estanque. Pero siempre han existido los oportunistas.
But there have always been those that are opportunists.
Las personas que no tienen buen corazón.
Those that don't have a good heart.
Y venían otros y entraban al estanque.
And others would come and they would jump in ahead of them.
Tenían la posibilidad de llegar rápido, correr y entrar al estanque.
They had the ability to
y
run
solo era
and come
una,
into
una sola capacidad.
And it was only one capacity.
Era difícil alcanzar la sanidad.
It was just difficult to reach healing.
Pero este hombre
but this man
estaba allí
was there,
lleno de problemas,
full of problems,
paralítico.
Paralyzed
en una camilla,
in a bed.
Cuando hablamos de la camilla, pensamos en las camillas actuales.
And when we're thinking of beds, we're thinking of actual beds.
En la que usan las ambulancias por ahí.
The ones that you see in ambulances.
En la que usa emergencia.
Those that are in the emergency rooms.
Que es una camilla muy higiénica.
It's a very hygienically
pero
type
esa,
of pool.
Pero esta camilla no era así.
But this bed wasn't like that.
Era una camilla que olía mal.
It's a bed that smelled bad.
Era una camilla que estaba allí junto al estanque.
It was right near the water.
Y había un hombre encima de ella.
And there was a man laying on there.
Que pienso que hacía 38 años tampoco se bañaba.
That I feel like in 38 years he probably didn't bathe.
Y teniendo en cuenta que tampoco existía el jabón.
And understanding that there wasn't any soap.
Cuando leemos la Biblia.
When we read the Bible.
La leemos como un libro de historia.
We read it as though it was a history book.
Y pensamos que todo estaba muy bien.
And we think everything was fine.
Pero no era exactamente así.
But that's not exactly how it is.
Las cosas estaban muy mal en aquel lugar.
Things were very bad in that place.
Y todos los que estaban cerca del estanque esperando el movimiento del agua.
And all those that were at the edge of the pool waiting for the movement of the water.
También estaban estancados.
They were also stagnant.
Estancados en sus pensamientos.
Stagnant in their thinking.
Estancados en sus conversaciones.
Stagnant in their conversations.
Me parece que hablaban de cosas que tenían que ver puramente con la enfermedad.
I would imagine that all they spoke about is the condition they were in of infirmity.
Ellos no hablaban de la situación internacional.
They weren't talking about international situations.
Ellos no hablaban que en Cuba llevamos 50 años con un solo gobierno.
They never talked about in Cuba there's 50 years of the same government.
Ellos no hablaban que en Estados Unidos hay problemas económicos en este tiempo.
They didn't say that in the United States there's economic problems right now.
Solamente hablaban de problemas.
They only spoke of problems.
Solamente hablaban de enfermedad.
They only spoke of sickness.
Solo hablaban de desgracias.
They only talked about disgrace.
Y encima de eso estaban intentando tomar el lugar del otro.
And on top of that, they were running one over another to try to get into the water first.
Me parece que al paralítico le correspondía hace tiempo entrar al estanque.
I would have thought that paralyzed man would have been owed a long time ago the right to get into the water.
Le correspondía por antigüedad.
Just because he's been there for so many years, by seniority, he should have gotten in first.
Pero no tenían en cuenta esto.
But nobody took that into account.
Todos querían resolver su problema.
Everyone wanted to take the situations and resolve their own problems.
No dudo que eran religiosos.
I don't doubt that they were religious.
Sí, eran religiosos.
Yes, they were religious.
Porque si estaban cerca del estanque esperando el movimiento del agua es porque creían.
Because if they were near the pool waiting for the stirring of the waters, it's because they believed.
Creía que había un Dios.
They believed there was a God.
Un Dios grande y poderoso.
A big God with a lot of power.
Creían que habían ángeles que ayudaban.
They believed in the angels that assisted them.
Y por lo tanto esperaban allí confiadamente la oportunidad para entrar.
And they waited confidently, knowing that that was going to happen.
Pero el ser religioso no le daba la posibilidad de ser amables.
But because they were religious doesn't mean that they had the possibility of being nice.
El ser religioso no le permitía admitir que el otro tenía derecho.
By being religious, it didn't allow them to realize that the other man next to him also had a right.
Porque estaban únicamente pensando en su propio problema.
Because they were only thinking about their own problem.
En los días de hoy yo miro personas así también.
In today's day, I notice that there are people like that also.
Personas que únicamente piensan en sí.
People that only think about themselves.
Y por eso yo he dicho que tenemos que hacer una nueva traducción de la Biblia.
And that's why I say we need to do a new translation of the Bible.
Donde diga en vez de Padre Nuestro, Padre Mío.
Instead of saying our Father, say my Father.
Porque pensamos únicamente en nosotros.
Because we only think about ourselves.
En nuestra propia necesidad.
In our own need.
Y olvidamos los de afuera.
And we forget those that are outside.
Los que se pierden sin fe y sin esperanza.
Those that are being lost without hope and without faith.
Tenemos que revisar nuestro pensamiento.
We need to review and revisit our thinking.
Tenemos que revisar nuestra interpretación bíblica.
We need to review our biblical thinking.
Porque hay una realidad.
Because there's a reality.
Hay un mundo que se pierde.
There's a world that is being lost.
Estaba aquel paralítico allí en aquel lugar.
That paralyzed man was over there in that place.
Pero había alguien que estaba caminando por aquellos contornos.
But there was someone that was walking around there.
El que resuelve el problema.
The one that resolves the problem.
El que soluciona nuestras circunstancias.
The one that has the solution for our circumstances.
Jesús de Nazaret.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Andaba caminando.
He was walking.
Anteriormente se había topado con otros personajes de la época.
Before he had been walking around.
Habló con Nicodemo. Nicodemo, uno de los principales.
He spoke with Nicodemus, one of
Pero
the
Nicodemo
principal.
Era bien inteligente, pero había cosas que tienen que ver con el reino que él no entendía.
But Nicodemus didn't understand those things of the kingdom.
Por eso cuando Jesús le dice que hay que nacer de nuevo.
That's why when Jesus says you have to be born again.
Él le dice, tan grande que estoy, voy a entrar de nuevo en el vientre de mi madre.
He says, the size that I am as an adult, I'm going to come back into the womb of my mother.
Y si entro en el vientre de mi madre, por lo menos tengo que quitarme los zapatos.
He says, if I have to go into my mother's womb, I at least have to take off my shoes.
Pero Jesús hace entender.
But Jesus lets us understand.
Que no es una cuestión de nacer físicamente.
It's not a condition of physical birth.
Es una cuestión de nacimiento espiritual.
It's a spiritual birth.
Pero Jesús hizo más.
But Jesus made himself
en
more.
Medio de aquellos religiosos de la época.
In the midst of all those religious people of that time.
Los cuales excluían a los demás.
Those that would exclude others.
Los cuales no tenían en cuenta a los extranjeros.
Those that would never take into account the strangers,
Tienen un encuentro
the travelers.
Con una samaritana.
He comes and he sees a Samaritan woman
separada por los judíos.
That was separated by the Jews.
Había un problema histórico que no vamos a entrar en ello.
There was a historic problem there that we're not going to visit.
Pero eran discriminada por los judíos.
But she was discriminated by the Jews.
Pero Jesús le tiene en cuenta.
But Jesus understood.
No le interesa su situación.
He wasn't interested in her situation.
No le interesa su problema moral.
He wasn't interested in her moral situation.
Lo único que le interesa es que hay un corazón dispuesto a arrepentirse.
All that he understood is that there was a heart there, a soul that was ready to repent.
Y regresamos al estanque.
And now we come back to the pool.
Jesús llega al estanque.
Jesus gets to the pool.
Y está aquel hombre allí acostado en aquella camilla, maloliente.
And there's a that man laying in that stinking bed.
Pero él no ve en Jesús la solución.
But he doesn't see in Jesus the solution.
De primera, a la primera lo que ve es la posibilidad de que Jesús lo ayude a llegar al estanque.
The first thing that he sees is maybe Jesus will help him get to the pool.
Porque sigue su mente religiosa funcionando.
Because his religious mind is still working.
No ve en Jesús la solución.
He doesn't see the solution in Jesus.
Y yo no dudo que el nombre de Jesús ya se mencionaba y en el estanque se había comentado acerca de él.
And I don't doubt that Jesus's fame and name had already been moving around in that pool area.
Los que estaban en el estanque eran bien chismosos.
Those that were in the pool area were very gossipy, nosy people.
Y ellos comentaban entre sí.
And they would comment amongst themselves.
Por ahí anda un Jesús que está haciendo milagros.
Hey, there's a Jesus, a man named Jesus over there doing miracles.
Pero la mentalidad religiosa no le permitía pensar en la posibilidad de que él resolviera sus problemas.
But the religious mentality didn't allow them to think that he could be the solution to their problem.
Y cuando llega Jesús se presenta en el lugar.
So when Jesus comes and presents himself in that place.
Se presenta un Jesús que tiene buen físico.
there's a Jesus that the Jesus that comes in is one that is physically well.
Porque Jesús era fuerte.
Because Jesus was strong man.
Nada que ver conmigo.
Nothing like me.
Era bien fuerte.
He was very strong.
No es ese Jesús que pintan por ahí los católicos, un Jesús así un poco suave.
It's not like the Jesus that you see Catholics paint that look a little meek in demeanor.
Y entonces este hombre que estaba en la camilla,
so this man that was in the bed,
dice, este me puede ayudar a llegar al estanque.
Said that guy can help me get to the water.
Porque tiene buenos músculos.
Because he's got good muscles.
Y entonces me va a cargar.
And he's going to carry me.
Y me va a llevar.
And he's going to take me.
Y me va a introducir en el estanque.
And he's going to put me in the water.
Y le voy a ganar a todos estos que están aquí en este lugar.
And I'm finally going to win over all of these that are in this place.
Pero Jesús venía con otra noticia.
But Jesus was coming with different news.
Jesús venía con otra solución.
He was coming with a different solution.
En Jesús está el poder.
In Jesus is the power.
En Jesús está la solución.
In Jesus is the solution.
Ya no es necesario la religión.
Religion is no longer necessary.
No es necesario el estanque.
The pool is no longer necessary.
El ángel se puede tomar el día libre.
Angels can take the day off.
Porque Jesucristo llegó a ese en ese momento.
Because Jesus Christ arrived in that moment.
Y le dice a aquel joven.
And tells that man.
Le dice a aquel hombre.
He tells that man.
Que llevaba tantos años en aquel lugar.
That you have been in this bed for so many years.
Levántate, toma tu lecho y anda.
Get up, take your bed and go.
Tremendo.
Tremendous.
Las cosas que hace Dios.
The things that God does.
Hoy el Señor nos dice a nosotros también.
The Lord says that to us today.
Que nos levantemos.
To get up.
Que tomemos el lecho.
That we take up our bed.
Que botemos el lecho que
that
tiene
we
mal olor.
Throw it away because it stinks.
Y que lo sigamos a él.
And to follow him.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many say amen?
El Evangelio está haciendo grandes cosas en mi nación.
The gospel is accomplishing many good things in my nation.
A partir de que se están levantando hombres en este momento en que están dispuestos a abandonar el lecho, las tradiciones para seguir a Jesús de Nazaret.
There are men that are rising up and they are taking that stinking bed and they are moving forward with the real gospel, not religion.
Desafortunadamente en esta transición algunos se van a los extremos.
Unfortunately, some of those in this transition go to the extremes.
Porque cuando estamos mucho tiempo atados y nos sueltan, lo que nos da es por correr.
Because when you've been so long tied down and they let you go, what you want to do is run.
Entonces es bien peligroso.
So it's very dangerous.
Pero el Señor está haciendo la obra.
But God is doing the work.
Y el Evangelio está entrando con poder en mi nación.
And the gospel is coming in with power in my nation.
Desde el oriente hacia el occidente como la luz de la aurora.
From the east to the west, like a light, like an aurora light.
El gobierno cubano,
the Cuban government,
el cual no le gusta hablar de este tema,
that does not like to speak about this topic,
ha tenido que reconocer,
they've had to recognize,
que el 60% de ciudades del interior del país son cristianos.
That 60% of the interior population are Christians.
Pero ha sido necesario abandonar el estanque.
But it has been necessary to leave and abandon that pool area.
Y los comentarios que no edifican.
And those commentaries, things that are being said that don't edify.
Y mirar por encima del hombro al hermano.
And look at your brothers for above the shoulders.
Y criticarle por cosas que no tienen sentido.
And look past that and not criticize them for things that aren't matter.
Y darle un abrazo y estrecharle la mano.
And stretch your hand out and embrace them instead.
Y decirle juntos queremos alcanzar esta nación para Cristo.
And then say together we want to reach this nation for Christ.
No me importa si usas corbata o no usas corbata.
I don't care if you wear a tie or don't wear a tie.
Lo que me importa es que tengas un corazón lleno de la gracia de Dios.
What's important to me is that you have a heart full of the grace of God.
Porque es necesario que hagamos lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
Because it's necessary for us to do what the Lord wants us to do.
Y me viene a la mente la historia de un joven.
And to mind comes the story of a young person.
Que su jefe, su manager, no sé, jefe.
His boss.
Le envió a una aldea a vender zapatos.
Sent him to sell shoes.
Era dueño de una, el dueño de esta compañía de zapatos le envió a esa aldea.
The owner of the company that makes the shoes, the manufacturer, sent him to sell.
Para que montara una tienda y suplir esta necesidad en aquel lugar.
So that he would have a market and start supplying shoes to that area.
A los tres meses recibió el jefe un correo electrónico.
3 months later, the boss receives an email.
y le decía, lo siento, he fracasado, aquí no vendo zapatos porque los ciudadanos andan descalzos, con
he
cultura.
Because of the culture in this area, I apologize, I have failed, I cannot sell any of the shoes, because they're all barefoot.
El jefe le dijo, regresa, no hay ningún problema.
The boss told him, come on back, don't worry about it, no problem.
Pero el jefe era una persona que insistía.
But the boss was a man that was insistent.
Un hombre apasionado por su negocio.
A man that had passion for his business.
Entonces mandó otro joven.
So he sent another man.
Este otro joven a los tres meses también mandó un correo electrónico.
After 3 months, this other young man sends another email.
Estoy teniendo mucho éxito.
I have a lot of success with this.
Vendo muchos zapatos.
I sell a lot of shoes.
Le he enseñado a estas personas el beneficio de andar con zapatos.
I have shown these people the benefits of having shoes.
Es importante que nosotros en este tiempo entendamos que muchos necesitan este beneficio.
It's important that we understand that many need this benefit.
Y que imitemos a nuestro paradigma, que es Jesús de Nazaret.
And that we should imitate Jesus of Nazareth.
Y que estemos dispuestos a llegar a cualquier lugar.
That we would be willing to get to any place.
Porque hay muchas personas por ahí que tienen una mentalidad negativa.
Because there are many out there that have negative mentalities.
Pero usted puede transferir la mentalidad que proviene de Dios.
But you can transfer the mentality that comes from God.
Usted puede transferir la mentalidad que conviene al ser humano.
You can transfer the information of the mentality.
Hay muchas personas que están estancadas en sus pensamientos. Perdón. Hay muchas personas que están estancadas en sus pensamientos.
There are many people that are stagnant in their thought process.
Están estancadas en su manera de pensar.
They are stagnant in their way of thinking.
Están estancados en su religiosidad.
They are stagnant in
estancado en su religiosidad.
They are stagnant in their religiosity.
Pero usted puede ser móvil.
But you can be mobile.
Para que esas personas cambien su manera de pensar.
You can be the vehicle so that people can change their way of thinking.
Para que no estén estancados allí esperando el resultado.
So they won't be stagnant there just waiting for results.
Sino que puedan entender que en Jesucristo hay constantemente, en todo momento, la posibilidad de resolver el problema.
But they may understand that at any given time, constantly, Jesus can solve their problems.
Me reuní con los hombres acá.
I was able to come to the men's breakfast yesterday.
Y le hice una historia personal.
And I spoke to them about a personal testimony.
Que no pensaba decirlo en esta mañana.
That I would not have thought to repeat today.
Pero creo que es importante para mí.
But I think it's important for me.
Porque este testimonio me llega.
Because that testimony touches me.
Yo en el pasado no repetía los mensajes muy a menudo.
I would usually not repeat my message.
Porque tenía temor de que los hermanos dijeran, el pastor no se está preparando.
He was always afraid that those listening would think, oh, he's not prepared, he's saying the same thing.
Y siempre no viene con la misma historia.
He always comes with the same story.
Entonces un poco por esto, a veces deseaba decir cosas parecidas y no lo hacía.
For this reason, even though sometimes things applied and he wanted to say similar things, he wouldn't.
Pero mi mente ha cambiado.
But my mind has been changed.
Porque también noté en mi congregación.
Because I noticed that in my congregation.
Que a veces hacía un anuncio.
That sometimes you announce.
Y después llegaba el momento de la actividad.
And then the activity would come.
Y algunos no llegaban.
And they would come.
Y yo le preguntaba, yo anuncié, ¿por qué no vinieron? Ah, no escuché nada.
And I would say, I made the announcements, why didn't you come? And they would say, oh, I didn't hear you.
Entonces por eso repetimos las cosas.
So now I repeat everything.
Es bueno que repitamos.
It's good for us to repeat.
Las verdades hay que repetirlas.
The truths have to be repeated.
Para que las interioricemos en nuestro corazón,
so
en nuestro interior.
So that we can internalize them in our hearts.
Entonces por eso puedo repetir cualquier historia.
That's why I can repeat any story or testimony.
Sin ningún temor, sin ninguna vergüenza.
Without being afraid or ashamed.
Y recuerdo que mi mamá.
I recall that my mother.
Estaba perdida en el mundo.
Was in the world lost.
Y no tenía ni fe ni tenía siquiera esperanza.
She had no faith and no hope.
Como a muchas personas en este tiempo.
Like many people during this time.
Que andan por allí sin fe, sin esperanza.
That are out there without faith and without hope.
Que se sonríen, pero están llenos de tristeza.
But they smile, but they're full of sadness.
Que tratan de ahogar su tristeza en el alcohol, en expresiones externas.
They try to drown their sorrows in either alcohol or an external thing.
Pero en su interior están tristes.
But in their interior they are sad.
Y así era mi mamá.
And that's how my mother was.
Solo tenía 16 años.
She was only 16.
Hija de un espiritista.
She was the daughter of a warlock.
Su papá espiritista.
Her father was a warlock.
Su mamá espiritista.
Her mother was a witch.
La familia todos espiritistas.
The whole family was in witchcraft.
Y todos andaban en el mundo y en la oscuridad.
And they were all in darkness and in the world.
Pero llegó un misionero.
But a missionary came.
Un misionero enviado por las misiones norteamericanas.
A missionary that came from a mission from North America.
Era puertorriqueño, pero lo mandaron los norteamericanos.
He was Puerto Rican, but he was sent by the Americans.
Era puertorriqueño, pero el dinero era de aquí.
He was Puerto Rican, but the funds came from here.
Y le dijeron, quisieras ir a Cuba.
And they asked him, do you want to go to Cuba?
Y él dijo, estoy dispuesto.
And he said, I'm ready.
Llegó a Cuba en la década de 50.
So in the 1950s, that missionary got
principio
to Cuba.
De la década de 50.
At the beginning of 1950s.
La Habana era una ciudad bien desarrollada en esa época.
In that day, Havana was a very well-known, prosperous town.
Por cierto, ponen a veces videos de La Habana de la década de 50 en la televisión.
Sometimes you see videos of the Havana in the 1950s.
Y parece el futuro.
And it looks like the future.
No el pasado.
Not the past.
Entonces, en ese pasado que es futuro para nosotros ahora,
in that past that is now our future again,
llegó este hombre.
This man came,
y le encantó La Habana.
And he loved Havana.
Porque San Juan era así comparado con La Habana.
Because
no era nada.
San Juan, Puerto Rico was a little drop compared to Havana.
Y dijo, me gusta este lugar.
And he said, I like this place.
Pero Dios le dijo, no, este no es el lugar.
But the Lord told him, this is not the place.
Tienes que ir al extremo este.
You need to go to the extreme.
A un pueblo pequeño, un pueblo pequeño.
In a little town, there's a little town over there.
Donde no ha llegado el evangelio.
Where the gospel has not been reached yet.
Donde solamente hay espiritistas y algunos católicos.
Where it's been drowning with witchcraft and a few Catholics.
Y él fue.
And he went.
Fue obediente.
He was obedient.
Hombre obediente.
An obedient man.
Los hombres que necesitamos.
The type of men that we need.
Obediente a la voz de Dios.
Obedient to the word of God.
Obediente a la visión que proviene de Dios.
Obedient to the vision that God gives them.
Y llegó a aquella ciudad.
And he went to that town.
Y levantó una iglesia.
And he created a church, planted a church.
Y esta jovencita de 16 años.
And this little 16-year-old.
Que es mi mamá.
My mother.
Iba caminando.
Was walking.
Con la intención de quitarse la vida.
With the intention of committing suicide.
Había decidido terminar.
She had decided to end it all.
Su prima terminó con su vida.
Her cousin killed herself.
Su abuelo.
Her grandfather killed
otros
himself.
Familiares.
Other family members had committed suicide.
La pobreza era muy grande.
Poverty was too
más que
overwhelming.
Pobreza, más que pobreza, miseria.
More than poverty was misery.
Y no resistían más.
And they couldn't resist anymore.
Miseria desde el punto de vista económico.
And from the economical point of view,
miseria espiritual.
Misery is spiritually.
Miseria moral.
Moral misery.
Y dijo, es mejor terminar.
And she figured it was just better to end it all.
Pero cuando iba pasando por aquel lugar,
but when she was passing by that place,
sintió una alabanza muy linda.
She heard praise and worship coming out of the building.
Como la que disfrutamos esta mañana.
Like the ones that we enjoyed this morning.
Una alabanza preciosa.
A beautiful worship.
Un pastor haciendo un llamado al arrepentimiento.
A pastor making a call to repent.
Y ella se sintió atraída por aquel lugar.
And she felt attracted to that place.
Y entró a aquel lugar.
So she entered the building.
Y entrando a aquel lugar,
and entering into that building,
la mano de Dios la impulsó hacia el altar.
She says that the hand of God pushed her towards the altar.
Y ella recibió a Jesucristo.
And she received the Lord Jesus Christ.
Como su único y suficiente Salvador.
As his Savior.
Y hoy,
and today,
tiene ya casi 80 años.
She's almost 80 years old.
Y no se quiere morir.
And she doesn't want to die.
No le gusta pasar ni por la funeraria.
She doesn't even like going by a funeral.
Dice, por si acaso.
He says, just in case.
Quiere vivir más.
I want to live more.
Y está tan estimulada con la vida.
And she is still so stimulated by life.
Tan contenta con todo el tiempo que dedicó para servir al Señor.
Full of joy with all of the years she's been able to serve the Lord.
Como misionera, después como pastora.
As a missionary, then as a pastor.
Y le da gracias al Señor.
And she gives thanks to the Lord.
Pero nosotros le damos gracias al Señor.
But we give thanks to the Lord.
Y le damos gracias al Señor también por los hombres.
And we give thanks to the Lord for men
que son obedientes,
that are obedient,
y están dispuestos a ir a cualquier lugar,
and are willing to go any place,
para predicar un evangelio de poder,
to preach the gospel of power,
y sacar este mundo del estanque,
and take this world out of the
del estanque de la maldad, del odio, del rencor, de la droga, de la miseria,
out of the stagnant world, waters, places,
qué bueno.
Misery. Thank you.
De la miseria, qué bueno. Es necesario que nosotros hoy,
it's necessary that us today,
que somos la iglesia de Jesucristo,
that are the church of Jesus Christ,
estemos dispuestos,
would be willing,
como estuvo dispuesto Jesús,
the way that Jesus was willing.
A veces pensamos que esto pertenece únicamente al pastor.
We only think sometimes that this is part of the pastor's job.
O a los líderes que están dentro de la iglesia.
Or the leaders that are at the church.
Esto no me corresponde a mí.
Oh, this is not my job.
Y si el pastor está a tiempo completo, mucho menos.
And if the pastor is a full-time pastor, I have to do less.
Para eso le pagamos.
That's why we pay him.
Pero no es así.
That's not the way it is.
Esto es una comisión para toda la iglesia.
This is a commission for the whole church.
Dice la Biblia.
The Bible says.
Y predicar el evangelio a toda criatura.
Go and preach to every creature.
Ir en español es un imperativo. Un imperativo, algo obligado. Ir en español es un imperativo.
To say go is a commandment, and when you use the word in Spanish.
Y es algo obligado.
And it's something that is an obligation.
Entonces algunos hermanos me dicen, esto me parece obligado, me suena a comunismo.
This sounds like communism because you're forcing me to go.
Pero no es así.
But that's not the way it is.
Muchas cosas son obligadas.
Many things are an obligation.
Y lo hacemos sin preguntar y sin cuestionar.
And we do it without questioning it or asking.
La roja es obligatoria. La roja en el semáforo del.
A red light is a necessity. It's demanded.
Y todos paramos. Todos paramos ahí.
And when you see a red light, you stop.
Nadie dice, me quieren imponer esto. Esto es comunismo.
Nobody says this is communism. You're forcing me to stop.
Tenemos que parar.
We have to stop.
Para evitar un accidente.
To make sure we don't have an accident.
Para evitar una multa.
To make sure you don't get a ticket.
Para evitar que nos quiten la licencia.
So that they won't take our license and our rights away.
Que es un beneficio.
Which is a benefit.
Hay cosas en la Biblia.
There's things in the Bible.
Que son opcionales.
That are optional.
Pero otras son obligatorias.
But others are an obligation.
Y predicar el evangelio.
And to preach the gospel.
A toda criatura.
To every creature.
Es obligatorio para toda la iglesia.
Is an obligation for the whole church.
Y Dios le va a pedir cuenta a usted por esto.
And the Lord will ask accounts. The Lord will ask account for this.
Por eso es necesario.
That's why it's necessary.
Que entendamos esta verdad.
That we would understand the truth.
Y que salgamos del estanque.
That we would come out of the stagnant water.
Y que hagamos lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
And that the Lord would do what
y que estemos
he wants
dispuestos
to do.
A bendecir.
And that we would be willing to bless.
No importa los medios.
It doesn't matter in what way.
Yo no tengo muchos medios.
I don't have many ways to bless.
Yo no tengo la tableta para tener el mensaje ahí.
I don't have the a tablet to have the message on it.
Tengo estas hojitas tradicionales.
I have these pieces of paper.
Pero predico el evangelio igual.
But I preach it anyway.
Puede ser que usted no tenga algunos recursos.
It could be that you don't have some resources.
Recursos de inteligencia o de conocimiento de la palabra.
Maybe understanding or the training of the word.
Pero hay muchos que necesitan lo poco que usted tiene.
But there are many that need the little that you have.
O lo mucho que usted tiene.
Or the much that you have.
Por eso levántate en esta hora.
That's why I say get up on this hour.
Y camina.
And walk.
Y estás dispuesto, y debes estar dispuesto a decirle a cualquiera.
And you should be willing to tell anyone.
Levántate.
Get up.
Toma tu lecho.
Take your bed.
Y anda.
And go.
Que Dios le bendiga en esta mañana.
May God bless you this morning.
Gracias. Aleluya.
As is our custom, we receive an offering to send those who bring the word of the Lord to us on their way in a manner worthy of God. And in the situation in Pastor will return, things are very, very desperate. So, in keeping with our spirit of generosity, we will do that this morning. Gentlemen, if you'll come and receive this offering, I'll tell a story. As you were, it'll be long enough for you to write out a check to our Father's house. Yes, okay. Pastor, one of my dear friends has done a lot of ministry in Africa. And he told me a story of a young evangelist named Samuel that the Lord was sending from village to village. And on a certain occasion, he was walking by a hillside where there were a bunch of chimpanzees feeding. He glanced in that direction and was moving on his way when the Holy Spirit said to him, "Preach the gospel to every creature." And he said, Lord, this can't be you. These are just monkeys. So he starts to go on the way, and the Spirit of God restrained him and said, preach the gospel to all creation. So he comes back and says, looks around, there's nobody there, so if he looks foolish, it's okay. He says, monkeys, I have good news for you. Jesus Christ will forgive your sins. The monkeys stop, they look at him, then they go back to pawing in the dirt and eating again. He said, you must repent of your sin and God will forgive you. The monkeys are still scratching. So, for the Lord was resurrected for you, and you can go to heaven and be reconciled with your Father when you die. Now the monkeys are paying no attention at all. He said, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, come to me now. Now, he's thinking he's done. He's preached the gospel to every creature. And he hears a rustling. And from behind the hillside come five village women who, seeing a man coming through the jungle, went and hid themselves behind the hillside. And they came and received Jesus. So if any of you monkeys need to come to the Lord, in all seriousness, if you do need prayer this morning, we're going to spend some time here at the altar to facilitate that. If you've not yet reconciled with the Lord, if for any reason you feel distance from God, we want to pray with you and give you the opportunity to be restored to your Maker and your identity and move forward in your destiny in the Lord. We're going to dismiss you after a prayer, and some of you need to start thinking about your classes. Others of you need to go out and fellowship in the snacking and yakking outside. Our first-time guests, we invite you out these doors to the left, to the hospitality room. Pastor Bernie will meet you there, and I'll try to get out there to you momentarily. Would you stand, please? Yeah. All right. Announce that it's at 11:45. The conference thing? Okay, the conference meeting will be in a half an hour, whoever that is that applies to you. Okay? Father, we thank you so much for freedom, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And even though our brother and those we know who are believers and those who are yet to become believers live in a terribly oppressed situation, when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, they're freed inside their own skin. And we're watching you make a way where there seems to be no way for these to move forward into a future that's going to be radically changed. I thank you on behalf of our Father's house for allowing us to be a part of what you're doing, forward to more of us physically engaging the process, more of us prayerfully engaging the support of those who are and more of us, Lord, who will give financially to help our brethren in a time when we need to clothe the naked and feed the hungry and visit those in that prison camp called Cuba. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to see beyond ourselves. Now I pray, Father, for each of us who have heard your word today, that we would be willing to represent you by walking among the needy and declaring to them, there is hope for you in your circumstances. Give us, Lord, this day our daily bread of spiritual nourishment so that our spirits can respond more quickly in obedience to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer, come to the altar. Otherwise, you're dismissed.